funky, fresh, feel-good Friday with Clinton Yates, Tim Kalischuk, Courtney Cronin, Marcel Louis-Jacques. Playoffs? We're talking playoffs with some playoffs and some playoffs with a side of playoffs. Let's go around the horn. Whoa. The bracket. We're talking the bracket. I took this bracket of Rocco DiMeo. Toughest guy in Essex County. Nobody said guy my staff. Play-ins tonight. Kings at Zion-less Pelicans. Bulls at Jimmy-less Heat. For Sacramento, New Orleans. There's the head-to-head this year. Pelicans 5, Kings 0. One of those was New Orleans without Williamson. For Miami, 22 games without Butler this year. Miami, a winning record, 13-9 in those games. So they've won without him before. And for Chicago, looks like Alex Caruso is going to be available to play. So we get to say, Caruso's going to fight, Clint Yates. I know you love that.
Yes.
Who do you have the most confidence in tonight in these two play-ins? CY?
To me, it's got to be the Miami Heat, not just because of their record when they don't have Butler, but because of simply how they play. This team is not that much worse than all the other teams comparatively, and there's Spoelstra as well in terms of whatever we want to call the Heat culture factor, who I trust the most. But the player I'm looking to have the big night tonight, Jaime Jaquez from right here at UCLA. That kid might be a rookie, but he was a four-year player at that school, and overall, his game is just incredibly dynamic. He can get to the post, he can get to the bucket, he comes off well off the curls. This is going to be the Jaquez coming out party, in my opinion, and that's why I trust the Heat the most.
Confidence in the Jimmy-less Miami Heat, says Yates. How about you, Tim Kalischuk?
You know, I wanted it to be the Sacramento Kings. They looked the best in Game 83, beating the Warriors. They're the closest to being something healthy. I can't get past the 0-5 record against the Pelicans, and one of those games, as you said, without Zion. So I'm going to go with New Orleans, a team that wins 49 games and has been very accustomed to playing a lot the last 3 years without Zion Williamson, has got to be the best team standing tonight. However, they need Brandon Ingram to be really good, and he's just coming back from an injury. Yeah. Wasn't even completely healthy the other night, so it's a very shaky vote.
All right, very shaky Pelicans. Confidence. Unconfident confidence, some might say, from Kalischuk. Courtney Cronin, who are you most confident in tonight?
This is weird to say because this team's going to end up getting swept in a gentleman's sweep against the Boston Celtics, but it's the Bulls tonight because of Alex Caruso. Like, they are thanking their lucky stars he's able to play because he's their best perimeter defender during the regular season. When he's on the floor, they're allowing 7 fewer points per 100 possessions than when he's off. Having him likely to go tonight is a big boost. And when you look on the other side of that, Clinton, they don't call Jaime Jaquez playoff Jaime just yet. And Kobe White coming off that career high 42 points that he had the other night against Atlanta, that's going to be a tough thing to stop if the Bulls offense can produce the way that it did on Tuesday. Jimmy Butler was the primary defender the last time that these two teams played on Kobe White. I don't think they're going to have it as easy tonight, even though they're playing at home.
There's a vote for Chicago. And now Marcel Louis-Jacques, who are you most confident in tonight? Plans.
Matt, Tony, this went right down to the final second. I want to say the Miami Heat, even without Jimmy Butler, of course, they are 13-9 without him, but they are worse on the court when he doesn't play. They're well coached, and by all means, they could squeeze one out for one game, but I'm going to go with the Sacramento Kings. Yes, they're 0-5 against the New Orleans Pelicans. Yes, they got blown out when they played them in January without
Zion. These aren't good
points
to your argument here, Marcel.
But Keegan Murray, I'm getting to it. Without Malik Monk, they needed guys like Keegan Murray and Keon Ellis to step up. Keegan Murray comes out with 32 points. If he is shooting like that and he can take the pressure off De'Aaron Fox and Domantas Sabonis, then this team has a chance. And the longer that Sacramento plays and the longer they can extend the season to get Malik Monk back, the more of a shot they've got to sneak out and take one a couple games against the Oklahoma City Thunder. But I'm going to go with Sacramento.
So you convinced yourself from when you sat down in the chair and you started your argument to now that you're taking Sacramento. So that's one for each team playing tonight. Somebody somewhere is somewhat confident about at least one team tonight. That's what I love about you guys. Because that walked you right into a mute. All right, we'll move on. Let's talk playoffs. Playoffs? East belonged to Boston all season. You know that. They await to see who they play. Knicks-Sixers is a juicy matchup. Bucks without Giannis for some time versus Indy is a little bit chewy as well. Cavs versus Magic might be the most delicious basketball unless you want to get snobby about it, which I've heard some people of your ilk do as well. Courtney Cronin, Around the Horn to you. Which series you ordering up is most interesting and competitive?
The most competitive series in the East in the first round is going to be that 2-7 matchup. You have clearly not the seventh best team in the conference in the Philadelphia 76ers and a Knicks team that dealt with injury news, but it's been months and they have learned how to play without Julius Randle. The OG Anunoby trade changed the dynamic of this team. They're 3-1 on the season series against the 76ers, and all four of those games came after the trade. So two dynamic players there in Jalen Brunson, OG Anunoby, and then a healthy Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey. I'm excited to watch how those two units go head-to-head. And how do you stop a Jalen Brunson? Yeah. Well, this is a Nick Nurse-led team. Remember, he used a box and one to stop Steph Curry in the 2019 NBA Finals and ended up winning a title for Toronto. I'm excited to see
he's excited. That's great. I know I asked you what was exciting, interesting, competitive, but which way are you leaning in that series? How are you leaning, Courtney Cronin?
I'm leaning towards the New York Knicks in seven.
Tim Kalisha, most competitive or interesting series you're flagging in the East?
I agree with Courtney on the series. I'm going to lean toward the team that's won the more recent title. That would be the Sixers 41 years ago, okay? These teams think they're great basketball franchises. They're really
take.
Not.
Like this. This is hot.
But
take.
They have had superstar players. And you know, the Embiid thing, he came back, they're winning all their games. But I do want to see what Brunson can do. The only time the Mavericks have made any run in the last, you know, since they won a title was really when Brunson got him started 2 years ago against the Utah Jazz, scored over 40 points.
Yeah, you had that. I remember when you wrote the column. You cannot let Jalen Brunson get away, Mavericks. I remember that
column.
Okay,
we don't
want to knock the Knicks fan base and the Sixers fan base, well, the Mavericks fan base. Hold on a second. Clint Yates, I'm going to turn to you now before we get too sidetracked here. Eastern Conference, most compelling series, which way are you leaning?
The most compelling series to me involves the Bucks and the Pacers. The Bucks are a team that did recently win a title, and it seems like every single thing about that franchise, never mind the team, is just completely unraveled. Without Giannis, we've got the Dame time situation. Lillard looks like he might be a little bit hurt somewhere. It just hasn't worked out very well. And their GM is openly interviewing with division teams as well. At the same time, they're trying to play in the playoffs. What is going on with the Bucks? I'm as interested in this from a franchise standpoint as I am from a basketball one. And yes, Tony, I think the Pacers can do this in six, absolutely.
And Marcel Louis-Jacques, Eastern Conference.
Hey, if you like messy drama, absolutely. Bucks-Pacers is full of it. Remember when Halliburton did the Dame time after beating them late in 2023? Love that. But how about we give some time to the small market teams, Orlando and Cleveland. We got new blood in the playoffs in Orlando. I want to see the star of Paolo Banchero begin to elevate. The Cavs look vulnerable. They're going to need a Herculean effort from Spider Mitchell in order to beat the number four, the fourth youngest team in the NBA in Orlando. I'm excited to see it, and everybody with the NBA TV package should be excited to see it as
right.
well.
Fans say this is the type of basketball they want. You got it now. Prove it, right? Here we're going to go. All right, that's a horn. We'll go to the Western Conference now. Wide open, Lewis and Clark style. Or maybe not. Maybe you think it runs through and only through Denver. OKC. The run from playing last year to one seed did not get enough love from you people on YouTube for that. Nuggets, Lakers. Let's see if anyone notices that they're playing over the next 2 weeks. T-Wolves, Suns, Clippers, Mavericks. Tim, most interesting, compelling series in the West.
If you could tell me Kawhi Leonard was going to play 30 minutes a night, I would take the superstar-filled Mavericks-Clippers series as number one. But I don't think nobody knows that he can. I highly doubt that he can. And I don't think the Clippers can keep up with the Mavericks this time around after eliminating them a couple times. I think it's Lakers-Nuggets. And if you think that was a bad series or an uneven series last year, that was kind of a different Denver team that was on a roll going into the playoffs. This is a Denver team that just lost a game it wanted to win against San Antonio. They don't quite have everything together. So I think the Lakers are going to compete a lot better.
Sure. Lakers fans will tell you that was the closest sweep in the history of playoff basketball. Clint Yates, how about you?
Yeah, don't downplay that, Tim. That's a big deal out here for Lakers fans, and I do think that it matters this season as well because, quite frankly, Jokic is in finer form than he's ever been in his career. Getting that guy out the paint, literally and physically, would be something for the rest of the team trying to get to the title that would be huge. Look, I'm not going to say it's some big LeBron legacy series or anything like that, but if this Lakers team can finally put it together and get over the highest hurdle they would have to getting to another ring for him, that would be quite an accomplishment, in my opinion, because every team in the West is better this year than they were last year, at least according to record.
Marcel Louis-Jacques?
I'm looking at Minnesota and Phoenix. One thing I respect about the Suns over the past several years, they made the playoffs or the finals back in, what was that, 2020, 2021, and they have attacked that window ever since, trading for Kevin Durant, acquiring Bradley Beal. The problem is they got rid of basically their entire depth and their role players there. But they make this big three, and they're expected to make a push for another NBA Finals appearance, and it simply did not materialize this season. Bradley Beal barely played. The big three barely was on the court together. Meanwhile, Minnesota has remained atop, you know, in the top three of the Western Conference, even after losing Karl Anthony Towns. I think if Phoenix loses this series, which they very likely can, it is an unmitigated failure on their end this season, considering all the moves and all the hype we heard during the offseason.
Courtney Cronin.
I'm with Marcel on Timberwolves Suns, but we know the playoffs is all about experience and your stars rising to the occasion in those big moments. There's three guys on that Suns roster I can say, yeah, let's go get a bucket from this guy, and you can expect that to happen. Who is that outside of Anthony Edwards on the Minnesota Timberwolves? And when it comes to experience, no one outside of Mike Conley in their top six has been to the conference finals. We know that Devin Booker has been flexing that playoff muscle for quite some time, and Kevin Durant has been to the conference finals multiple times. And what I don't like about this for the Timberwolves is two of their worst defensive performances this season, including what happened in Game 82, happened against the Suns.
You say they never made it to the conference finals. You can't make it to the conference finals in round one. Those are the round one stories to monitor. Now the odds for the entire championship. And since you guys are here, as you're looking at it, road goes through Boston. Denver's right there as well. Yell it out. I need to give some points when this all comes to fruition. Before you guys flip-flop, who you got to win it all, Clinton?
Get him a body bag, Tony.
Denver again.
Courtney, I hear it. Yep.
Denver.
And I'm just making Karate Kid references for the rest of the day.
Clean sweep for Denver. By herself next.
Hope I'm not wrong.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
Playoffs, let's go, NHL. Two things before we go. The top seven teams in the regular season, as you see behind me, separated by just 5 points this regular season. That's how close everybody was. And then there's Statleet's best chances to win it all. Look at this, not the President's Trophy Rangers. They're way down. The Edmonton Oilers. Fascinating. Oh. So let's start in the West. Oilers now with some pressure, maybe. They've got the Kings in round one. Your stars, Timmy, getting the defending champ Golden Knights. The Jets and the Avs face off, both top four in the West. And also appearing Predators Canucks. I don't need to say any more. Kalisha, what do you buy? What do you sell?
Tony, with 90 seconds left in regulation, Courtney's fighting Blackhawks were ahead of the Kings 4-3 last night. Everything was fine for Dallas. Somehow the Kings won 5-4. They went up, Vegas went down, and Dallas's prize for having the best record in the West is to play the defending cup champions who beat them in the conference finals last year and who beat them three times this year. It's going to be a heck of a series.
Oh, so whoa is Tim Kalishaw. Well, Tim, you walked us all the way there. Sounds like you've got your Dallas Stars going out in round one. That's what it sounds like to me.
No, I do not. I think they're going to overcome it, but it's a lot harder than playing the Kings.
Mm-hmm. Courtney Cronin, what are you watching in the West?
I'm watching the decision that Bruce Cassidy has to make with his goaltender situation. Do you start Logan Thompson, who has been the better goalie as of late, 25 wins on the season, a 908 save percentage, or do you go with the guy who gave the Stars a lot of trouble last year when they faced off against Vegas in that first round? They got shut out twice with Aiden Hill in the net, and when there was that injury to their primary goaltender, Hill comes in and is the reason the Golden Knights were able to advance and win the Cup. So it's an abundance of riches. It's a good problem to have. I'll be curious to see who he starts.
So you're flagging Vegas and Dallas as well. Marcel Louis-Jacques in the West. What are you watching for?
Tony, Wayne Gretzky, Bobby Orr, Mario Lemieux, and Connor McDavid. Only players in NHL history with over 100 assists in a single season. I am watching the Oilers. They get the Kings again. I think it's their third straight year playing in the playoffs. It's the Wayne Gretzky Bowl, 10th time all time that they've played. We know that Draisaitl, Bouchard, and McDavid are great. Can the rest of the Oilers pick up the slack from there and take some of the pressure off? We saw Vegas exploit that last season. I'm not sure if LA can do the same.
Glenn Yates, what are you watching for?
Speaking of odds, I'm going to stay in Vegas, and the situation with their captain, Mark Stone, to me is fascinating. Yet more salary cap chicanery from the Knights. It's not illegal, but people don't like it, and he's coming back for the playoffs after the last race win. And Courtney, I'll say this. It's not college football. It's pro hockey. Two goalies is what you need to get to the Stanley Cup Finals, as far as I'm concerned. Not something, a situation where you don't know what's going on. I think that's actually not a problem for them whatsoever.
Now to the East, those President Trophy winner Rangers drawing the Washington Caps. Boston, Toronto, Florida, Tampa. That's some glorious pressure-packed hockey from the jump here in round one. And the betting favorite, Canes. I told you the team that had the odds of their favorite. The betting favorite is the Canes. They draw the Islanders. Marcel, what do you buy? What do you sell?
I am staying right here in Florida for the most exciting matchup of this first round, the Panthers and the Lightning. Only 3-hour drive separates these teams. They faced three times in the past 4 years, with Tampa winning every series. Florida Panthers have all the star power, right? Kachuk, Verhaeghe, Barkov, playoff Bobrovsky coming back. But they can't get over the Lightning hump. They're going to have to do that if they want to reach their second straight Stanley Cup.
Glenn Yates.
If you like fighting, Caps versus the Rangers is a big one. I'm not sure how many skates Matt Rempe is going to get into, because when he's playing well, he's not on the ice. But facing up against Tom Wilson, I'm really excited to see the Capitals. Spencer Carberry, my man Carbs, making the playoffs in his first ever season with a pretty experienced team. And, you know, Obi's still
there. So you like this. This is the 8-1, I guess, right, if you want to view it that way. The President's Trophy winner versus the team that snuck in on the last day because of a pulled goalie scenario. Tim Kalishaw, how about you?
Marcel got it right. We think of Eastern Conference hockey, you think Bruins, Rangers, Flyers. It's all about Florida. The last four Stanley Cups, three trips for Tampa Bay, one for Florida. The Panthers have got to get over that hump that Tampa Bay has represented in the playoffs, and I think this year they do.
20 Crone.
But a great series.
I'm sticking in Florida as well. I don't think the Lightning are fazed by being one of the first wild card teams in the playoffs, because it's not about how you start, it's about how you finish. They've scored the fifth most goals this season. They have the best power play. Nikita Kucherov has scored the most goals in the NHL.
They're going against an experienced team that takes
15 players from last year's Stanley Cup final and inputs them into this year's playoffs. But I'm actually going to give the Lightning the edge in this one. I'm excited about this matchup.
Buy or sell three. Let's talk about a transfer exodus going on in Colorado. 14 players have entered the spring portal. That combines with those in the winter portal to add up to 32. Deion Sanders, quote, "We're good. I trust the recruiting team. I trust our coaches. Please have some faith in me. We good. We all right, end quote. Of course, 14 going out could mean 14 coming in, Clinton Yates. But what do you buy, what do you sell from this spring portal transfer exodus?
not going to lie, I'm selling a lot of this. I got a text message this morning that legitimately asked me if the Colorado Buffaloes were going to have enough players to field for their spring game coming up in a week or so, which is an insane thing to even think about. But overall, it just feels like everything that's happening around this program in the offseason is trending towards bad decision-making and a lack of preparation. But I do think a lot of this has to do with the fact that they think they need better players going into a better conference next season.
And wouldn't they be right in thinking that after the way their season went down last year, Clint Yates?
Yes, okay. But they're also got guys buying recalled trucks from
Tim
other people,
Kalisha? Which is great.
Yeah, you got to remember that was a 4-8 team last year too. We got a little excited the first 3 weeks. A year ago, he got rid of all the players that were there before him. That was fine. Now it's his guys leaving. That's a problem.
Courtney Cronin?
Yeah, I think he's feeling the pressure. The team ended with a 1-8 record in their final 9 games, and he lost Cormani McClain pretty much in the middle of last season, and then he jumped in the portal. He didn't have some great things to say about him. I think he's feeling that pressure to go land another 5-star in the portal, something he has not been able to do this
season. And Marcel Louis-Jacques.
I'm selling the culture in Boulder right now. I mean, the team with the coach who openly criticizes his players and openly lobbies for players to come in and transfer and leave, and then hired Warren Sapp to mentor the youth. I don't know. I'm selling on what's going on in Colorado right now.
Lynn Yates, Courtney Cronin, have a great weekend. Tim Kalish on Marcel Louis-Jacques. That's our showdown on the other side.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
The future of the Arizona Coyotes, still not completely known. The report from Greg Wyshynski is that Utah will be the team name, not Salt Lake. And the nickname could be chosen over the next year. 5 names recently appeared on trademark applications. Utah Venom, Utah Blizzard, Utah Fury, Utah Hockey Club, Utah HC. They're going to take some time to figure this out. Time? Who's got time? Tim, give me the nickname right now.
I'm not wild about any of these, but I like the Utah Fury. Unfortunately, that's a name apparently used in hockey romance books. I didn't even know there were hockey romance books, let alone
that is news I could use.
Dominating.
There we go. All right.
I don't like Venom. I don't like Hockey Club. I think Blizzard is derivative of the Avalanche, which they're going to probably share a market with. I think they should just stick to Coyotes. It's not like they have a history of not taking the team name of whatever team they're stealing. So, no, stick with the Coyotes.
Yotes? Call it a day. What is a yote? I can see myself asking that. Ah, the Utah and the Fury signifying everything. Tim Kalisha.
I got to give it to the WNBA. They don't waste time in getting from their draft to the season. Believe it or not, Caitlin Clark's WNBA debut 2 weeks from tonight in Dallas against the Wings in a preseason game. Yes, the scalpers are the ones going to make money off her now. Tickets in the lower level starting at $318 between the baskets, $1,050 courtside. This is for a game that normally no one would know is going on around here. She's going to elevate the Wings. She's going to elevate every team in the league this season.
I got a new plan. Play it at Jerry World. Play it at Jerry World.
Yeah.
You see, I said this yesterday.
The regular season games
there. Businesses need the business better as well. Play it at Jerry World.
100 miles down the road.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.